quite decent, that the revised plan is better than what was originally put, and that the original 2014 plan was pretty problematic, and then it got interrupted by the WestConnex stuff. However, I've still got some concerns that I would hope can be addressed and conditions may be added to. I feel very strongly that the removal of the three healthy trees on that site is really bad for our community, and I think it demonstrates that from the beginning. Unfortunately, I think that Woolworths had it in their mind that they could remove the trees and haven't budged from that. So the first plan and then the revised plan just didn't really take into account retaining those three healthy mature trees. They're referred to in page 770 and 771. I would ask that maybe condition 16, I think that's the one that relates to trees, that maybe there could be an addition to that, and that is that at the very least the narrow leaf pepper tree actually be retained, and that's around the substation area, and be protected. I know there's a desire to possibly do that, but it's not an actual, it's been requested for removal. I'm asking that that not be allowed to be removed. And I'm also asking that as to that condition 16, that maybe it also be put in that Woolworths takes lifelong responsibility for the health of all of the trees that are there, whether it's the pepper tree or the trees on Bland Street, the street trees, because Woolworths is going to create a sort of a local heat sink around us, and trees are very important for pedestrian amenity around. The second thing is I have some concerns about the plant equipment on the rooftop, page 763. I wondered whether condition 5 could actually be boosted up to make sure that the architectural treatment around that be such that it's ensured that there not be any viewing of that rooftop plant material on top of the roof. You'll have the other thing is there is reference to a road safety audit that was referred to on page 759. We believe that before it becomes operational, or worse, that actually there probably needs to be another road safety audit done, because the Haberfield Public School has actually increased its catchment area, and there's many more children that will continue to come to the Haberfield Public School from the Ashfield area. So I'm wondering whether something could be done on condition 10. The most important one is actually the strategic planning that's referred to, where there's reference made to the Parramatta Road Urban, which RMS, ride and footpath, asking whether that condition 29D, the WAD, which is the works authorisation deed, discussion between Woolworths and RMS as to what happens on Parramatta Road has been confidential, and I think that council and community have been exempt from being able to engage in that, and what happens on Parramatta Road will have an enormous impact upon pedestrian amenity and community amenity for people on the Ashfield side, down Chandos Street, down to the Woolworths, and that's all I'm going to say.
Thank you. Let's see if there's any questions.
Yeah, just one from me. Could you just go over your change or idea of change for condition 10?
Condition 10, was that condition 10? Did I mention condition
10? Yes, you were talking about the children.
Condition 10, okay, the road safety audit, that's right. A road safety audit was conducted by the applicant, and there were concerns expressed that road safety audit, whilst it was done, and it was a more recent one than the original one, as I recall, in 2014, that there has been a change to the catchment area of Haberfield Public School, so in 2018, which is meaning and going to mean that the influx of students who are coming from the Ashfield area is increasing dramatically and will continue to increase dramatically.
Have you read Condition 10?
Sorry?
I
did look at Condition 10, yes, and I understood it. I just wondered whether, and I absolutely acknowledge and accept that there has been changes to the driveway and that there is consideration, and I'm not saying that there has been no consideration of concerns.
Well, what do you want to do to it? Because it says stop signs for traffic crossing in and out, and give way to pedestrian warning signs, including children and cyclists and skateboards, speed bump device, caution, a sign saying caution cars exiting driveway. What else do you want?
I support that. It may be that with working further and further discussions, and there has been good discussions that we've had, which have resulted, I believe, in improved and revised plans, which overall I can support. It may be that there are other things that could be done that is specific above and beyond that Woolworths could do in consideration of the local school community. So I don't want to exclude that possibility of being able to work with them. It might be crossing guards. It might be something like that. It's just that the number of school children is increasing and will continue to increase as the full impacts of the expanded catchment area come to play.
So you're saying condition 10 is inadequate?
I think I'm asking if it can be strengthened, if there's something that can be added to it.
What do you think should be added?
That maybe the Woolworths engage in direct discussion with the Haberfield Public School in the future about how to further mitigate, to monitor and to further mitigate. I'm doing this on the run.
All right. Well, we want to hear it. Okay.
And that there is consideration of the ongoing influx of students from the Ashfield, the expanded catchment area from the Haberfield Public School into the Ashfield area surrounding the development.
Okay, that's enough. I've heard that. Thank you.
Sorry,
what
Mr.
else?
Chair, just through you. Sorry, you just mentioned condition 16 in relation to the trees. Which particular one were you talking about in terms of, it was your first point?
I think you'll have noticed in the comment by the report that they talk about very healthy trees, very mature trees, two lemon-scented gums. The indication is that because of the design that has been revised and done, that it's just not possible to preserve the trees. I don't know whether that's, you know, I'm not going to say, I'm not an architect, I'm not going to say what can be done or can't be done, but my understanding is from somebody who has also been engaged in the discussions is that there may be some resiting of the substation, there may be some scope for some improvement there. And at the bottom line, if it turns out that the three trees can't be retained, at least the pepper tree, the narrowleaf pepper tree, which is further down, and there is, I believe, a hope that that can be retained, but I'd like that hope to be maybe enforced, strengthened.
That's fine. Thank you.
Just one question. Condition 16 again.
16.
The trees are actually identified. They're not numbered, but they are numbered on the existing tree plan.
Plan that shows the trees to be demolished. Have you seen that plan?
Yes, I have.
Is it 1, 2, 3 that you think?
Oh, I don't recall. It's the trees that are on Bland Street.
There are three together,
and it's so to the same end, and they're on the Bland Street entrance. They're not the other trees that are the rear of the site.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions?
You did talk about condition 29D.
29D, RMS conditions.
Yeah.
Yes? So the history of that is RMS, because they acquired the site from Woolworths, because they then also... So land was actually taken away from Woolworths as the owners. Land was also then leased by WestConnex for the building of the motorway. Parramatta Road was widened. The actual footpath that we used to have along Parramatta Road was narrowed as a result of that. And there's always been issues around that in terms of why was there negotiations, which we were never party to and didn't know, and that's done and passed. But what we understand now, there's reference in the assessment report, and I can probably find it, but to... it's been reported. It was reported at one point on page 772 that the applicant, Woolworths, had advised council that RMS indicates their intentions about the slip lane on Parramatta Road, that it'll be closed and various stuff. My issue is, it's not RMS who's telling you what they're intending to do or what they may have negotiated with or be in discussions with Woolworths about. What happens on Parramatta Road in terms of the footpath, the loading docks, driveways, the pedestrian access into it, the car parking into it, is going to have an impact upon how we as residents experience our neighbourhood and move around the neighbourhood. And so I don't think it's, to be honest, in all fairness, I don't want to bag the officers and the assessment report or whatever, but I don't think it's appropriate that it should be included that something, it's sort of like hearsay, Chinese whispers, as to what's gone on between Woolworths and RMS. And we can't find out and won't ever find out, but it's going to change Parramatta Road. And so I would like there to be some opportunity that if Parramatta Road and the slip lane and our realigned and widened road that we're living with now, that's done as a consequence, is going to be changed again with this development. So we need to make sure that, that we know what's happening, and not only we, but the council should know. So that's in relation to the comment that I think was not the wisest, because I'd rather hear RMS, I'd rather RMS was here telling you what they're talking about with Woolworths than having it reported secondhand.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Mm. No.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Now, the next person I have listed is Pravin Trivedi. Is that correct pronunciation?
Good evening and thank you for the opportunity.
Yes.
I live in 98 Chando Street, unit number 13. Mm-hmm. And we share a common wall or a common boundary between Woolworth and my unit. And my unit is a bit lower than normal ground level. So my first concern is that there won't be enough sunlight. Okay. So mm-hmm. there should be a monitoring, and should be a proper documentation that 3 hours sunlight should be available in the laundry room living area. Okay. So that is my prime concern. And the second one is that the loading dock and hoist plant room, they are very close mm-hmm. towards my unit. So there would be the issues of the noise and the what time they will operate and what's the duration. Yeah. Okay. And also they mentioned that loading dock timing is 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And that is also a year too long, 10 p.m. And Woolworth business opening hours is 6 a.m. to midnight. So this is also very, very long time, midnight. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that would request to review these timings in respect to the sleep, health and safety and the constant noise and the movement of the people and the security and the privacy of my and my family.
Yes.
And third one is there is no detail, so what I would like to know, what precaution would be taken in design and construction so that privacy of my unit is not compromised?
Mm-hmm.
During the construction and after the operation, how okay. they are going to maintain the privacy.
All right.
And next one is we were there when the Brescia fire took place. We were the first, my wife was the first one to look that, and we know what is the problem comes with the fire. So this is a development which is coming very next to us, and there is no any clarity, and that there will be some sort of protection, mm-hmm. security monitoring. So I have written in my submission that the whole building should be at least minimum should be provided with a sprinkler protection.
It should be what?
Sprinkler protection throughout the building.
I think it probably will be. I think it will be.
That's not clear. They will be doing probably on the car park, but I don't know. The whole building should be provided. Mm-hmm. And also the wall or whatever to come between my unit and that should have a drencher, wall-waiting drencher. So the fire is there, it should not spread to our buildings.
Well, the fire regulations would control that.
Yeah, they control, of course. But why I'm making this point that they will control and they will try to comply with the minimum requirement. Mm. But as an authority, council, I am requesting that you can put some more stringent condition. That this is a hotter atmosphere now. If there is a fire, bushfire area, so much high temperature, and in a build in the middle of that city, there is a big fire. Okay. Same scenario. That's what I'm making a point. Again, the next one is...
Mr. Trevidi, we're over your 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes,
but I wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, please.
I'm looking at the shadow diagrams. Are you on the ground floor of your Chandos Street apartment, are you?
Yeah, yes, Chandos Street, yeah. Not Chandos Street. The front entrance is from Chandos Street, but I am on the south side of the building, so which is on a Woolworth side.
Yes, the rear of the block.
Yeah, rear of the block, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
So, well, Chandos Street is the 7 or 8-story building, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
And you're on the ground floor of that?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the shadow diagram, so I wanted to understand your apartment.
Yeah, okay. There are different diagram they have given, which is very, generic. So, for an example, Chandos Street, if you're entering... Mm-hmm. So there are two building complex, our 98 Chandos too.
I've got the drawings here.
Yeah, so on the left-hand side when you enter, there is a complex, and then we are going under the ground level entrance, and then at the back, there is unit.
Yes, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's the unit, yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Can I add some points? I have some in my submission.
What
if you have
you got?
Time. I want to tell you about
How long will it be?
It will take maybe 1 minute maximum.
1 minute, fine.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so now the DA, referencing about this, the tunnel, they're showing that the tunnel is just running 1 meter below the car park of the Woolworth.
Mm-hmm.
And the Woolworth will have their own traffic, and plus this tunnel will have continuous traffic. So my concern is that this will compromise the structural stability of our buildings, and particularly my unit, because we are at lower level and we have also our car park at a lower level. So these, if there is no proper coordination between RMS and Woolworth and some expert looking into this as our building also as a part of that complex. Otherwise, there will be, could be a problem of structural stability, and the Lane Cove tunnel, the building has collapsed, apartment has been evacuated. So those things, could occur here. May not be now, but at a later date, So that's what I want to give thought, that please look into that.
Look, there'll be dilapidation reports in regard to pre-construction on anywhere near your property.
Mm.
And I think probably they've learnt from the Lane Cove tunnel collapse. And in any case, the tunnel here is not under your property.
Mm.
So what's your next point?
Yeah, next one is the looking into the seismic requirement. NCC, BCA, is refers to comply with an earthquake requirement. So if there is no mention in the report or there's not saying, so I would request the panel to look into the seismic requirement. Particularly, this is a very special...
When you're saying seismic...
earthquake.
You're saying seismic requirement.
Yeah, seismic requirement.
So you're worried about earthquake?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yes. Earthquakes. I'm saying about earthquake requirement, which is...
I think engineers these days design to the local seismic structural requirements.
Yeah, exactly. That's a local seismic requirement.
Well, so we don't need to do that. The Standards Association takes care of that. Australian Standards for Structural Design takes care of that.
Yeah, but that's what I want to see. If it is a Woolworth, if you are building a Woolworth or any development on a normal site, then seismic requirement could be very, very soft or couldn't be... can be overlooked. But here in this spot, there are three things occurring. One is our building, which is old one. The next one is the tunnels are going there. West Connects, and then plus the Woolworth, which is going under the ground, about, you know, two car park level. So that will change a lot of soil erosion and soil movement and ground movement. So yeah, all those things.
That's why they have engineers designing it, and why they have dilapidation reports prior to any work going ahead. Now, what's your next question?
Yeah, so... yeah, and the other one is the retention during the constructions when they will do, what retention they will be doing so that my unit would not be affected or whole our building should not be affected.
Well, that's what structural engineers are there for.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else?
Yeah, I think that's all my point.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we have Maria Bell. Just wait a moment, Ms. Bell, until Ms. Roach comes back.
Mm-hmm. Good evening.
Good evening.
My main concern is the hours of operation for the liquor. I'm really not happy about them being open till midnight.
Right.
I think they will bring in a lot of people just wanting to buy the alcohol and playing and cars doing wheelies and what have you.
Wow.
And also the hours of operation for Woolworths, as Market Town is only open till 10 p.m., I think they should also be only open till 10 p.m. Most people have plenty of time to go Monday to Monday, any time during the day and night to do shopping. They don't need midnight. They don't need 24 hours trading. Sorry, that's all I have to say.
All right.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Palace Street. I know where Chandos Street and Bland Street is. Palace Street?
Palace is on the other side of Liverpool Road, about one street away from Ashbury.
Oh, okay. Right, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a long way away. Rachel Davies.
Hello, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
I just had a few things to say. I wanted to say a little thing about the trees and then about the footbridge access into the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
I was very disappointed that council said the three trees could go. I understand Woolworths wants to put a travelator in a particular position, and this is complex. I know it's a complex site. I hope, you know, we rely on these old trees to provide nesting hollows in the future. We've lost a lot of large trees in Ashfield recently, and we do lose them regularly due to people extending their homes, etc. If possible to retain any of those trees, at least one, it would be something for the community and the habitat. That was one point. Also to do with greenery, I was hoping that the building could have the full 3 metre setback. I know they're allowed to setback. I know there's talks about an iconic corner site, etc., but I think maybe society's moved on a bit from that and we just would like a bit more greenery. If it was setback the full 3 metres, there would be the option to have more greenery around the border of the building.
Mm-hmm.
It was great to see the three trees being put in on Bland Street as street trees, because we actually have no street trees on Bland Street in Ashfield. So to have three is of benefit, and I hope this is a bit of a standard that might be followed in future.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping for more greenery. I know Woolworths, we did have some good discussions with Nathan Dundrovic from Woolworths, and it has been productive to talk to them about all our issues to do with the building. One that we do certainly agree on is, I'll just move on to the footbridge now. RMS suggested that the footbridge be connected directly to the supermarket. Now,
I'm looking at the landscape plan. They're showing street trees.
Oh, yes, the street trees are great. It's the three large trees that Sharon mentioned.
Yes, the ones near the electrical things.
Yeah, the substation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're new ones.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
So you want those to change?
As well as the three street trees will be small, more decorative trees. Not they would never provide habitat for animals or birds.
Yeah. Oh no, I saw them.
Yeah.
I know what she's talking about. Yep. Okay.
In the middle of last year, when there was a lot of concern about the children walking to school, to Haberfield Public School, and the driveways were a big issue, we did discuss this, and RMS suggested a solution, which was to connect the footbridge that crosses Parramatta Road directly to the supermarket. The children would then walk through the supermarket and be delivered to a exit point beyond the driveways on Bland Street, so they would not have to actually cross driveways on Bland Street. So this was RMS put it up as a consideration. What has happened with the design is that the access to the footbridge has been retained, but there is no exit point now beyond those driveways which could be used. So the attachment of the supermarket to the footbridge has become redundant. It seemed to be an idea that was put up by RMS which would have worked if there'd been that access point out of the building beyond the driveways up Bland Street. There's a lot of concern in the community among the PNC at Haberfield, and also the principal did mention this, that we don't like the idea of what is currently a reasonably safe walk for those children to get to school. They're primary school kids. A lot of them will walk with a brother or sister quite young. The idea, and the access from the footbridge connects into the bottle shop. So that's the location of the liquor store, is on that corner on the shopping level. So the door goes from the footbridge into the liquor shop, and there is also a stairwell fire escape that leads down to the car park. Now, as a parent, and also having had my own experiences at school and having discussed it with friends, the idea that these primary school kids will have as their daily walk day after day for 7 years, they'll be going past an opening to a liquor shop and also a stairwell down to the car park, in our minds is a bit of an opening for predatory behaviour from those sus people who you do end up getting hanging around busy places with children. You know, big supermarkets can be dangerous in that way.
Can I just ask?
Yeah.
The plans I'm looking at show the footbridge is external to the building.
It is.
They're keeping the existing one.
Exactly right. So the footbridge was built in 2009 by Roads and Maritime Services.
Yes, but it doesn't go. It is outside the liquor shop, but there's no entrance from the footpath into the liquor shop at that point. You've got to go in through the supermarket entrance to get to it.
If you walk from the footbridge into the supermarket from the platform of the footbridge, it's next to the lift. You walk onto a sort of raised area, and then there are a few steps down and a disabled little lift down. That's the liquor shop.
I don't see a connection on the drawings. Is there one that I'm not seeing? It's shown as an independent structure.
To clarify, the platform, the lower platform, not only leads back to the footpath, but also opens out into the bottle shop.
So if you walk, there'll be a door that connects the external public footbridge into the shopping level of the supermarket.
Yeah.
That is slightly lower than the footbridge. So yeah. you walk out and there'll be a slightly raised area which will then have a little step lift down for wheelchairs and steps down for people, but it's in the liquor shop. So you would then have to walk through the liquor shop to get to the supermarket. If you came in through the footbridge, the up part of the footbridge.
Yes.
There are also two access to...
Keep going off the footbridge and down to the footpath, though.
Yes.
You need to go into the... footbridge itself, yes. So there's a lift down onto the into the public area, like the street, and there are stairs down into the street.
Yes.
There's also...
I don't see it on the plans.
Well, let's get the applicant to
Yeah. So there already are two entrances into the Woolworths for pedestrians, one on Bland Street and one on Parramatta Road. Woolworths isn't interested, as far as we've had the chat, about having this entrance. They didn't want to have it. RMS proposed it to do with their idea.
Yeah.
It's half an idea now. Council, I don't think, is that wedded to the idea. I don't know. My request is that this really be looked at again, because the idea of having all those kids walking past a liquor shop and also that stairwell going down, it just seems it just seems unnecessary, and it could cause problems. And the intention was never to have an entrance there anyway. And my last point on the whole thing was
who told you that the pedestrian overpass connects into the Woolworths building?
Well, it's
on the plan.
That's what was on the plan.
Well, it's not on my plan, but anyway, we'll hear from the applicant.
Oh, and just the very last point. Sorry.
So I'll get you to say that out loud if you would, Mr. Chair. We might just do that right at this point.
Yes. We'll just have the council officer clarify, because he's got a bigger scale plan than I do.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't show on my plan.
What plan number?
Yeah, so I'm looking at plan number DA13, version C, and you can cross the pedestrian bridge and then come into the supermarket, and when you arrive there is a level difference, so you can either come downstairs to continue through the supermarket, or there is a platform lift, but that isn't the only way to come. Like, once you cross that pedestrian bridge, you can actually continue down the stairs onto the street. You don't actually have to go through the supermarket.
You don't have to go through the building.
And the entrance...
But there's a connection... Is there?
There is a connection.
So it's on your plan, it's not on mine.
Yes, but the if you do come across that bridge, you don't enter into the liquor store. You enter into what I call like a lobby, and then you can come through and come in to Woolworths and go into the liquor store that way. But the plans I have here on that plan I just mentioned, that the entrance doesn't directly connect into the liquor store.
You can keep going down to the footpath without going in through the store.
That's correct. You don't have to come into the store.
Yeah, that's what I said. You've got to go into the Woolworths supermarket to get to the BWS.
Yes.
Haven't you?
No.
Yes, you've got to.
You've got to go in there.
Complex.
You've got to go in there.
You've got to go in here and into there.
No, but there's no door there. The door's there. The door's there.
I know I can understand where you're trying to get to with it.
Oh, sorry. I'm just trying to point out that it was never intended by Woolworths Council or anybody, but RMS was trying to solve this problem with the driveways, and now we're left with this other issue, which is potentially dangerous for the kids, with the stairwell. And also, I don't know why Council said it was fine. They say it's okay for the... Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I think maybe that's not that. But anyway, this was my concern, and I'm hoping that you can just delete that entrance, because I think it will cause more problems than it solves.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, you've certainly given us something to look at closely on the plans. The next I've got, actually, is a Donald Challoner. Are you the architect?
I think there's some more objectors.
Are there more objectors?
No.
Oh. No, okay.
So the three speakers for the applicant can come up, or...
Well, there's two chairs. Is there a third chair for you?
There can be. It might just make it easier if all three of us are
up at the same time. So you're Claire Brown?
I am.
Good, okay. And we've got Tim Rogers.
That's me.
Okay, Mr. Rogers. And then we've got Donald Challoner. Okay, Mr. Challoner, can you clarify for me?
Sure.
Is there a connection from the pedestrian overpass over Parramatta Road directly into the building?
Yes.
At a higher level?
Yes, there is. There's a connection from the footbridge as you arrive on the opposite side of Parramatta Road. That connects into the supermarket. There is still a stair that connects you from the footbridge down to the footpath without necessarily having to go through the supermarket.
Yes.
Once you arrive into the supermarket...
Have you got a large-scale plan that I can read that shows me this connection?
If you've got an
I don't have one.
If you've got an A3 plan, that's all I have here as well. But if it's possible to bring up on the screen, I could show you, if you like.
I'll get
or
the
I'm happy to come around and show you also.
Yeah, that's the plan I've got.
Mr. Challoner, just continuing on, once I walk through that door...
Yes.
Into the Woolworths area, what do I need to do to get to BWS?
You need to first of all, you need to get up a set of stairs.
Yes.
That will take you up to a lobby area.
Yep.
That lobby area takes you down past where there is a tenancy for a BWS,
yep,
into a mall type area,
yep,
which facilitates the lift, the travelator, and the front entry into the supermarket.
Well, I wish I had a bigger scale plan because it's very vague, but the officer assures me there is a doorway and there's a little connection being made between the upper level of the pedestrian bridge into the stairwell.
Correct.
Now, we can close that.
You can close the door, yes.
But we could.
You could.
We could.
Yes. Okay. Right, where are we at? Next question.
would you like us to respond to the
microphone? Sorry, just because it's for the record.
Would you like us to respond to some of the specific comments in relation to the conditions that were made in the earlier submissions?
Yes.
Okay. One thing I would also like to do is, I'm not sure if you've been briefed by the council officer who wrote this report, but in condition four, we actually identified a number of errors in the plan references. In that condition, the plans, and we have picked up those errors, and I can read those onto the record,
yes,
to reflect the plans that you actually have in your plan pack tonight.
All right.
So the first correction I would like is to drawing DA014. It should be revision E, dated.
So we're on page 777.
777, condition four.
Yeah.
So drawing DA014. It should be revision E.
E.
Dated 14 October.
Yeah.
The next correction is drawing DA02C. It should be dated 26 August.
I don't have a 02C. Oh, I've got 022C.
And 21C?
21C.
DA23C.
Right.
Okay, signage schedule.
Yeah. Should be dated 26 August.
Thank you. And is the revision correct?
The revision is correct.
Okay, right.
Yep.
We then have drawing DAC401C, the drainage layout. The year for that drawing should be 2018.
That's 401C.
C, drainage layout, 13 December 2018.
Yes.
And the same with the next drawing, 402C, drainage details, 13 December 2018.
Right.
So if we had identified that with council, but if we could have those corrected, they reflect the drawings that you have in the pack in your papers this evening.
So that's four changes.
That's four changes on
that's
the
correct.
Table? Thanks.
Mm-hmm. In relation to the removal of the street trees, I will speak to it from a planning in relation to the three trees, I'll speak to that issue from a planning perspective, but then I'll ask Mr. Rogers to talk about it in relation to a traffic issue. So one of the comments was made that the residents would like to see greater setbacks to Bland Street. There can actually be a nil setback to Bland Street, and the application actually sets the building back 1.5 metres to provide for an increased setback and opportunities for landscaping and street tree planting. So we believe we have addressed that issue. There is the need to remove the four trees within Bland Street to accommodate the driveway crossings and also to enable the decommissioning of the substation. I'll get Mr. Rogers to speak to why the driveways have to be where they are, and therefore there will be the loss of those trees at that point.
Mm.
I have spoken with the applicant, and whilst the applicant would be willing to attempt to retain the tree near the substation, because the substation's being decommissioned and we're unsure as to what the infrastructure will be below ground, we don't know, we're not certain that that can actually be retained, but they would be happy to make their best endeavours to do so. In the event that it can't be retained, then there is a commitment to replace that tree. You'll also notice from the landscaping drawings and the architecturals that there is the opportunity to provide additional on-site planting in the setback areas to the adjacent residential properties. So that's going to be in the setback areas to those boundaries. But I'll ask Mr. Rogers to explain why the driveway in Bland Street cannot be relocated to save those trees.
Thanks, Claire. From a traffic planning point of view, where you provide the driveway onto a side street, you locate it as far as practical away from the main road and where the traffic lights are to minimise the interaction between vehicles turning in and out of the site and any queuing back from the intersection. We've done extensive traffic modelling, which has shown that the driveway location is outside the zone of influence of queuing coming back from Bland Street. If it's moved further, closer to Parramatta Road, it starts to get within that zone of influence. And that's why the driveway is as far away as practical from Parramatta Road and why it needs to be in that location. A couple of other points that have been raised tonight about...
While you're on that, can I ask, we've been there this afternoon, the driveway out of 121 to 125 Bland Street comes right beside the boundary.
Yes, and the
driveway... So your new driveway... is because you're taking out the substation, is only a couple of metres away from it.
It is, and it's been separated away from the property boundary, the boundary to 121 Bland Street, in order to provide some separation. It's not right hard up against the boundary, because if you had that, you'd have a driveway to our property plus a driveway to the adjacent property, which would be an extensive driveway for pedestrians to cross.
So will 121 and 125 have adequate sight lines? Because as I understand from today, they've got a boundary wall that comes right out to the footpath.
The sight lines for that driveway will be unaffected by where we're providing our driveway.
You believe so? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, can I pursue one of the questions there?
You have shown on one of your plans, in fact, it's D, what looks like a replacement tree.
Yeah, that's what I was
wondering. Is that correct?
It does look to be a tree in there, yes.
Sorry?
It does appear to be a tree.
It does appear to be a tree. Yeah.
I'm not an arborist, so I'm assuming it's a tree.
Oh, I thought you were going to answer questions about the trees.
No. The reason I'm answering the question is why those trees were removed to provide the driveway in that location.
So from the plans, perhaps the planner might answer, there is a replacement, at least one tree to be replaced for the three that are being removed. Is that right?
That's correct. There'll be four replacement trees, I believe.
Well, there'll be three in the footpath.
There'll be three in the footpath, and
this one is on the property itself.
That's correct.
It's a proposed magnolia.
It's pretty much where one of the ones, number one, which is a narrow-leaved peppermint tree, is currently.
Correct.
But I assume it's a smaller tree to accommodate the driveway.
Again, Claire and I are not arborists, so we can't answer. I can answer from an engineering point of view. I'm assuming in order to construct a new driveway, that tree has to be removed and a replacement tree will be provided.
Yeah. Mm. And it's also integrated with the access and stepping around the setback area adjacent to 121 and 125 Bland Street as well. So you've got stepping stones and you've got randomly placed trees in that boundary setback.
And that's the 3 metres. Sorry, 3 metres? Claire, that's the 3 metre width setback that you're talking
that's
about
correct.
There in terms of it. Yeah.
Okay. While you're looking at your documents there, Ms. Brown, we had Mr. Trevetti concerned about overshadowing, and he's in the Chandos Street development.
I'll pass that question on to the project architect, Mr. Chandos.
Okay. The shadow diagram seemed to indicate that midwinter, the ground floor apartments in that development won't get much sun at all. So no wonder Mr. Trevetti's concerned. Can you shave the roof or something over that area to give those ground floor apartments sunlight in midwinter? Because
so
I imagine it would be a real issue.
So just to begin with, just the clarity on where exactly that apartment sits on Chandos Street would be good. From what I understand, it's an apartment on the south side of the building.
That's right, yeah.
And adjacent to the existing boundary between the two lots.
Oh, I understood it was on the west side, facing the building, facing your building.
West side facing the building?
And
would you mind just pointing it to me on the plan, if that's
one
okay?
One is on the south side and one
is
on
it this
the
apartment
west
here?
South
right.
West.
That's right. Okay.
This apartment here, okay.
Yeah. Well, these are where they're
on the ground floor.
Number 13, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah,
that's
right.
It. Yeah. Yeah. We don't have the numbers exactly what you have.
Mm.
Okay. Sorry. So I just got clarity on where that apartment is. So the first point on this is there was an existing structure there.
Yes.
So our modelling considers the existing structure to begin with.
Oh, that's all right. You're building
a new one.
So
that's existing constraints, so we model based on existing constraints.
Okay.
So that wall is currently about 2 to 3 metres existing from that boundary.
Mm.
We, in the development, the proposed development, have moved that wall to be 5 metres off the boundary. Okay.
Can you answer my question? Can you shave the roof to make sure those ground floor apartments get sun in midwinter?
I'm trying to answer your question.
Thank
and
you.
I've already, what I'm explaining is the building has been moved back from where the existing structure is.
Yeah.
The roof form is lower in that position, so it has already been considered in the design of the building
right.
at that point.
Okay.
So what we have actually achieved there is possibly a better outcome from what currently exists at the moment, given that the existing wall that's there is about 2 metres off the boundary, and
right.
what we're proposing is 5 metres off the boundary.
Okay.
So in terms of do we increase the shadowing on the development, we've done extensive shadowing modelling on what we know of the apartment layout and of the built form that exists. What we have done is accommodate the existing sunlight into the buildings that we believe is to achieve the 3 hours of required sunlight into the buildings with no greater reduction than the 20%.
Okay.
We've done that extensively in our analysis, and you can see that by the calculations that we've done on the shadow analysis documents that we provided.
Just wondering if you could make similar comment on the property at 121-125 Bland Street, because the setback is only 3 metres at that point.
Yep.
It probably does achieve it because it's afternoon sun.
So, again with this property that's on 121-125 Bland Street, taking into consideration the existing wall positions that are there also, but the shadowing effect that we did on the existing constraints showed that due to the orientation of the buildings and the apartments, they actually mostly overshadowed themselves. So what we've actually done is not actually create any more unreasonable shadow onto those properties than already exists in those units. Because of their orientation, they already in shadow themselves, which you can see from the existing shadow analysis on the side.
Okay. The another thing that concerned the neighbours in the Chandos Street apartments was noise from the loading dock. What sort of acoustic treatments are you going to do to prevent noise from their when they operate at night, I believe?
They're
so, as you can see from the drawing, DA012D, the access into the loading dock is off Parramatta Road. That loading dock is, I think there were two issues that were raised in relation to the loading dock. One was noise and one was structural. And you can see from the basement car parking that the basement car park is actually set off 5 metres from the common boundary with 98 Chandos Street. So it is set well back, and the area between the basement and the boundary is going to be deep soil planting, which will be landscaped. There is a solid wall from the site frontage in at Parramatta Road, and it's a solid wall that comes around, and it actually encloses the loading dock. so it's actually an enclosed loading dock area. So the vehicles will be able to enter and leave in a forward direction, as you can see from the turning templates.
Yeah.
Drawing DA012. So the treatment is through the structure itself.
But to me, I'm seeing like a wall design, single thickness. That could just be sheet metal on steel frame, which won't do anything for acoustic noise of the trucks backing and in and out, possibly with their reversing beepers on, and then unloading and loading pallets and things like that. And you'll have forklifts, I assume, doing that.
I think the point is that that's going to be a noisy procedure, whatever.
Yeah, what are you doing about the noise?
And the wall between that procedure and the unit that we're talking about, is there any sound amelioration or noise?
I'm going to speak outside my area of expertise because our acoustic engineer is not here, but there has been an acoustic assessment done which has taken all those factors into account and recommended an appropriate treatment to contain all the noise within the site. It's been purposely built to be enclosed in order to minimise the noise. So I can't tell you what the actual materials are, but it has been designed to contain the noise within the site, and an acoustic assessment is undertaken to demonstrate that.
So we can put a condition on that says you've got to comply with the Australian standard?
Yes, you could, because there is Australian standards that mean that you cannot increase the noise outside your property boundaries. So putting a condition on that meets that requirement, there's no problem in doing mm-hmm. that. And it would probably already be we would have to comply with that as an Australian standard in terms of having to build the property.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if we comply with the recommendations of the acoustic report as submitted as well, then that would satisfy that requirement also.
I think it's in accordance with the EPA noise guidelines. It's a pretty standard condition.
Okay. Now, back to my earlier question. I appreciate you have lowered the roof over the loading dock already and you stepped the building further back. Is there any room to shave that roof a bit more to get more sunlight down into 98 Chandos Street?
The limitation on that roof structure is the loading dock that's in there. The loading dock requires a height in which the truck reverses itself into.
Yeah.
There's a height requirement for a truck, which is approximately 4.5 metres plus structure. We've worked to those limitations. So at the moment, that height, we've minimised it to as far down as we could go, which is where it currently sits.
Right. Where I'm looking at 98, it comes closest to the boundary at the very southern end. And that's not where the trucks park. That's the manoeuvring area for getting the pallets up to the next floor. Do you need the full ceiling height there?
Again, it's a manoeuvring area, so the truck is still manoeuvring in that area, so it still needs that height clearance.
Right.
Sorry, that piece back there.
No, the trucks don't come back that far.
Sorry, I mistook where you were talking about.
Drawing DA012E.
So what happens in that scenario there is the actual floor level is higher than the truck level there, so there's about a 1.2 metre difference.
Okay.
And then, so that steps up from where the loading dock is.
Yeah.
So then we have an area which we manoeuvre the goods into the hoist that goes up.
Okay.
And in that area we need a 3 metre height clearance.
Yeah.
So that's the driver at that point there.
Okay.
Sorry, I just want to check. We've been looking at DA012E, but I did note, Claire, that you mentioned before D, drawing D, and you referred to that. I just want to check out numbers on that one.
I think it's DA031D you were talking about.
No,
was it Miss Brown?
One, two.
No, it is.
One,
two. It is B012B.
It is the correct version.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Correct.
Mhm. Okay. Any other questions?
Just the panel's a bit concerned that the issue of provision of solar panels has been dropped. I know that we're a separate entity to council, but we look at it sort of slightly differently. Wondering how you would feel about a deferred commencement requiring submission of solar panels, detailed plans, just to ensure that we actually, the building is construction.
I'd like to hear your comments on it because there was a lot of submissions made there, and it seemed as if to me as though the condition about the drive entry seemed to be fairly conclusive to make safety for pedestrians.
Address those while I...
Okay.
Yeah, look, I'll deal with those issues while Claire is seeking instructions.
Yeah.
I'll firstly deal with the issue about an RSA being required after the store opens to look at the driveway. This is probably one of the most safe driveways that we've ever had for a Woolworths development. It's got extensive measures to mitigate any potential for an accident to occur between the pedestrians and crossing the driveway. It's got, as was pointed out in the condition, it's got warning signs, speed humps, sight lines. We've addressed all the issues. We had an independent road safety audit done at the end of last year to flesh these issues out, and all those measures have been adopted as part of the scheme. I don't think we could do anything practical to improve that short of closing the driveway.
What about the request the community represented to us to say that school children in Bland Street are increasing and Woolworths should liaise with the nearby Haverfield School on any pedestrian safety improvements that might be needed?
I think Woolworths, through the DA process, have engaged with the school and the representatives from the community, and the issues that have been raised have been responded to by what we've incorporated into the DA design. I don't think that's going to stop after today.
No, but the lady who was talking about having an ongoing relationship.
I've just said I don't think that liaison with the school and the community is going to stop after today.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Woolworths have demonstrated that they are willing to engage and consult with the community, including the school, and if any issues arise, I'm sure Woolworths will deal with it.
Okay.
Hang up just on that point, Mr. Chair. Just further to that point, then, in terms of, because it was about the increased number of students as well, there's unlikely to be any additional measures at this point that you would recommend, even for an increased number of students.
Look,
at this time, I would have thought.
From a practical sense, no. And while I acknowledge that school populations change, they go up and down over the years, if there was a 10 or 20% increase in students, that's not going to change the measures that we've put in place to mitigate any potential impacts.
In response to the earlier question raised about solar, Woolworths is committed to providing solar panels on their stores, and it was part of the earlier proposal, but we didn't have a final layout, and so it was recommended that we take it off and put it on a future application. So if the panel was of a mind to impose a deferred commencement condition, that there be an array as agreed with council or to council's satisfaction, then we would prepare a design for that and commit to that.
Does it need to be a deferred commencement condition?
Yep.
And just an observation that in the plan of management there are many typos, and I think that probably needs a little bit more work on it, and we may add that to as a condition of deferred commencement that it be
to provide an updated version.
Yeah. I guess the only other matter that some of the submitters have raised is in relation to condition 5 on page 778, which suggested adding subsection C in relation to rooftop and plant treatment. Just wondering what your thoughts are on that, whether that would be possible to add that in.
At the moment, the rooftop plant has been addressed in terms of screening, so you cannot see plant visibly from the rooftop. We have louvered screens that go around the perimeter of the rooftop plant, so it has been addressed aesthetically and architecturally in terms of screening the plants, so there's no visibility